We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, technically, and the State Farm picks, we're all tied for first. Everybody should be flying high, feeling good. On the other hand, we're all just kind of average at picking winners. We're all 7-7, of course, picking against
the
spread.
Well, we haven't made you any money, and we haven't lost you any money.
Yeah, if you've got to pay the juice, we've lost you a little bit.
Yeah, we've 7-7. Yeah,
Kevin Shields from State Farm will step in and make the picks for State Farm so far. We had Benway went 4-3, Kevin, and then Jim Maddox went 3-4. How are you feeling about the games and your picking ability this weekend?
Well, I don't like the trend, so I should be picking at least two right this week. So I think I can do that. But
yeah,
we're going to reverse field today.
Yeah, turn it back up toward Benway and as the good side of 500.
That's right.
The first game that we're going to pick, you can hear right here on KFH. KU and Boston College on air at 5 o'clock, kickoff at 6:30 from Chestnut Hill. First time that KU's gone on the road, K-State too. We'll pick with them in a second. But here's the thing. KU, after a humbling loss against Coastal Carolina, goes on the road to play Boston College, and they are getting 20.5, so near a three-touchdown spread. I'll go first, and Bruce and I discussed it a little bit earlier. In order to keep this at least respectable, we both thought at least KU would have to either hold BC to around 30, score around 17 themselves, or a combination thereof. I don't see it. When it does, I'll change my mind, but I'm not going to assume it's going to happen. So I will take Boston College with all those points. Bruce, 20.5, what do you think?
Again, I just don't see how KU scores enough points to even cover in this game. 14 at best. Do we really believe that they're going to hold Boston College to, I mean, 35? I'll go 35-14. That's good enough for me. Boston College.
All right, Kevin.
I'll give the points.
You want to make it a clean sweep? Because Bruce predicted that you would take Boston College in those points before you came on.
I don't want to make it a clean sweep, but we are playing on offense. We're playing with 10 guys. We need a quarterback, and so I don't think Boston College needs to score 30 to cover. I think they need to score 21.
Oh, my
and,
God.
That'll do it.
Wow.
So,
okay, there you go.
Wow.
All right,
there you go.
Staying with the KU K-State, before we get off of that completely, since Kevin brought it up, it's a good segue. Bruce, you'll pick first here. K-State is going to Mississippi State as a 7.5-point favorite. We'll pick that one next. But this is a battle of the quarterbacks between K-State and KU. Who is going to have more passing yards this weekend, Peyton Bender for Kansas or Skylar Thompson from Mississippi State? Bruce, you go first.
Well, is Peyton Bender playing?
Well, we assume.
Okay.
But
you mean Stanley?
You mean Carter Stanley?
Carter Stanley. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Carter Stanley. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you. Stanley.
It's a tricky question because you are presuming, and rightfully so, that Kansas is going to be behind big early and are going to be throwing the ball all over Chestnut Hill. I get you. I feel you, but I'm still going to go with Skylar Thompson at K-State.
Okay, Skylar Thompson to throw from, I'm sorry about that, Carter Stanley at KU. Les Miles and the coaching staff, Kevin, have said, certainly it was kind of a duh statement, they need to throw the ball down the field more effectively from now going forward. So with that in mind, do you think Carter Stanley can out-duel Skylar Thompson, who is not exactly a drop-back quarterback himself?
Well, if you're earlier, you're just naming quarterbacks. So if we can get Reasing to play, then I'm going to pick KU. But if we're stuck with our current situation, I think I'm still going to go with Thompson, the K-State kid.
Okay. Here's my reasoning for taking KU's guy here. All right.
Of course, I get your reasoning.
If you replace him now in week three, and whoever KU goes to, whether it's McVitie, the transfer, or somebody else, and they scuffle, now you have a quarterback controversy, and God knows how many times KU has had those over the years. So I'm going to cautiously walk out Carter Stanley, that he finishes the game, and because the game script will likely favor Boston College, and KU's going to have to throw it a little more, I'll go with Carter Stanley. I think KU's quarterback has a little bit more. And frankly, to win this competition, you might only have to throw for 225 yards because neither one of those quarterbacks really throws all that much. Okay, right. K-State, that's Kevin. Kevin Shields for State Farm making the pick. K-State with its first road game. They're going to Mississippi State. They are getting 7.5 against the Bulldogs. Who you got?
Well, I think K-State wins this game, but I think Mississippi State will cover it. So, going to go with MSU on this one.
No.
Cover the line.
Oh, wait. Now, Mississippi State is a 7.5-point favorite.
Confusion.
You still okay with that?
Oh, wait.
They are giving K-State 7.5. Mississippi State's a favorite.
Well, he likes it even more now.
Yeah. Yeah, I still want to stick with Mississippi State.
Okay, Mississippi State.
My bad.
I will take K-State. They've looked great against inferior competition, and hopefully you can build on the confidence that you've gotten after two routes at home. And I'm not exactly sold on Mississippi State. Give me K-State with those points. Maybe a backdoor cover here, Bruce.
I don't know if it's going to be a backdoor or not, but I like the cover. I'm not ready like Lee Sterling and pick K-State outright. I'm still a little cautious. Having said that, I'm 0-2 with K-State this year against the number. But I'm going to take K-State here. I think they stay inside of 7.5. They've got a chance to win this game. The kid from Mississippi, the quarterback, is beaten up pretty badly. He's practiced sporadically this week. So I think that this is a pretty good chance for K-State. But they're going on the road in the SEC, and even if it's a Midland team, I think it's a lot to ask. But I like them inside the number.
Okay. So Bruce and I have taken K-State. Kevin's got Mississippi State to cover. I'll go first on this one. Oklahoma going to Los Angeles to play UCLA. OU's laying 22.5. Honestly, it could be 35, and I'd still take OU here. Zero is pointing toward UCLA doing anything. They've lost their first two games. Jalen Hurts is the Heisman favorite. 22.5.
Yeah.
Not nearly enough for me. Bruce, I'll take OU.
Me neither. I this is a line I don't get. Man, I don't understand this. I think that Oklahoma is going to score 57 in this game. And UCLA has been horrible against both Cincinnati and San Diego State. How in the world do they get better in this game? Don't see it. The 22.5, way too thin.
Kevin Shields, your thoughts?
You know, a few years ago when this game was scheduled, this was when you pointed at, man, this is going to be epic. Chip Kelly is going to have UCLA turned around. This is going to be something. And it hasn't happened, and it's not going to happen this weekend either. You're going to go with OU.
You know, I'll go out on a limb any even further. I think it's possible Chip Kelly doesn't survive to this point next week. I mean, think about
really?
It. If OU goes in there and hangs, let's say they put 60 on them, and beat them, 60-21. I mean, does that tell you that Chip Kelly's the answer? They can barely score, and this is college football, and this is a guy that used to, write the book on how to score points in college.
And
they got oodles and gobs of money. I don't know if they can hang around with Chip Kelly much longer if it doesn't turn around quick.
Bold statement. I like it.
Bruce, you going first on this one? I think you are.
Sure, whatever.
Chiefs, -7.5 going to the black hole.
Chiefs.
All right. That was simple. Kevin.
Yep.
I'm going to make it simple as well. Go with the Chiefs.
Much as I'd like to be contrarian, Chiefs.
What's the number, 9.5?
No, I got it at 7.5. It's 7.5. It's been anywhere from 9 to 7.5, but I've set it at 7.5. Kevin, you go first on this one. Oh, wait, okay. The total, over-under, 54.5, same game.
Ooh, 54.5. I know with Tyreek Hill, that with him being out, that hurts, but they were without him almost the whole game last week mm-hmm. against probably a better defense. I'm going to go with the over there.
Yeah, good logic, and I happen to agree with it. Bruce, you want to go over or under? All right, clean sweep.
Yep. 35-21, 35-24,
that's
24,
that's
something
55.
Like that, right?
Yep, that's what it'll take. All right, final one. This is the NFC Championship rematch. It's New Orleans going to Los Angeles and getting 2.5. Jared Goff looked kind of ordinary against Carolina. They won the game in the opening week, and Drew Brees looked great on Monday night after a little bit of a slow start. He has had a bit of a different output when he's been on the road and outside. So with all that being said, oh my gosh, give me
Are you
New Orleans.
Talking yourself into something? You're no, sound I'm, like you're talking.
I'm just talking in circles.
That.
No, I'm talking out.
Good
my, you know
Lord.
What? New Orleans. Give me those points. I'll take New Orleans, Bruce.
You know what? I'm comfortable with the Rams winning this by a field goal. The Saints looked very beatable, I thought. Now, granted, I mean, you're talking about one of the best guys in the backfield. You're talking about one of the best receivers. But the Rams can kind of match that. I like the Rams by a field goal at home, and that's good enough to cover the number.
All right. Kevin Shields, New Orleans plus 2.5 at the Rams.
Yeah, I just simply being at home, and I think they work Gurley in a little bit more often in this game. Try to control the tempo a little bit. So I think the Rams can win this at least by a field goal.
All right. Bruce and Kevin, you're the exact same on all but one. You guys differ on the K-State, Mississippi State outcome. I differed from both of you guys in the New Orleans game and the Carter Stanley, Skylar Thompson sweepstakes. So we should have... We should have a clear winner, hopefully.
Yeah, this will be interesting.
As far as who's in the points lead. Kevin, always a pleasure. Good catching up with you. Have a great weekend, okay?
Yes, thank you, guys. Have a great one.
All right.
See you later.
All right, Kevin.
Thanks, of course, to State Farm for sponsoring State Farm Picks. All right, we all think Boston College is going to cover that. I'm the only one that thinks Carter Stanley is going to outdo Skylar Thompson.
Your logic is sound in that, by the way.
If he can hang around and stay in the game, you know?
He's got to stay in the game.
Yeah.
That's going to be the key.
Yeah.
That's going to be the key.
Here's the other thing, perish the thought, Jayhawk fans. If this is 51-0 in the third quarter, then it's like, all right, doesn't matter how good Carter Stanley's doing, there's no need to, you know what I mean? If it's out, it's really out the gate, he may not finish it just because of circumstance. I'm glad you brought this up. That OU line, you couldn't, and I know Vegas has got the pretty chandeliers and nice rugs for a reason, but man, you couldn't put that thing high enough for me, considering where the two teams are trending. Jalen Hurts is on his head right now, and UCLA is putrid. 22.5. Has that moved? Has something happened that I'm not aware of? I mean, I suppose that's up to me to figure out. But
that's just odd.
It is odd, and I know
it's really odd. And it's gonna hard, and it won't be any kind of home field advantage for UCLA,
right?
I mean, Oklahoma will travel extremely well, and they'll be. I'll bet you it'll be a 50-50 shot in the Rose Bowl. So.
Still 23.5. I'm looking at it. Over-under is a very high 73. There's an intriguing game tonight. Washington State is playing Houston at NRG Stadium.
That is intriguing.
So Wazoo taking on Houston tonight at 8:15. So you got a little bit of a double dip going on.
I got to admit, I'll probably be watching that one.
I'll watch some of it. Mm-hmm. There's a doubleheader out at Charles Koch Arena, shameless plug. BYU and Texas are playing in volleyball at 4:30 this afternoon. Number 13 against number 3. And Wichita State's playing VCU in the nightcap out at Charles Koch Arena. So I know there's a lot going on Friday.
Stuff, but
yeah, that's a really good Shocker volleyball classic. Shockers lost to number 13 BYU in 4 sets last night. They'll be back at it tonight at 7. But BYU and Texas, a rematch of the Elite 8 last year in volleyball, Charles Koch Arena. OTD coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.